This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Last night's Rocky Mountain Showdown lived up to the hype and then some.
Downfield, got him in! Horn! Atonement! Touchdown!
That was the game-tying touchdown from CU to send the game into overtime and then double overtime before the Buffs beat Colorado State 43-35. It was the first time in 4 years these teams faced each other. Patrick O'Brien is a CSU alum.
It's a fun in-state rivalry, and it was always a good time out down in Denver. But there's a lot more atmosphere and excitement when it's on the college campus.
Next year's game moves to Fort Collins. Colorado kids who struggle to read are getting some help from better-trained teachers. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
The latest evaluation of Colorado's READ Act law shows fewer children are being identified with significant reading deficiencies. But of those, only 4% are reading on grade level by third grade. Evaluator Katie Grogan says new reading training for teachers this year should pay off down the road.
We heard that it promoted collaboration, common language, and instruction grounded in the science of reading.
Some say the third grade goal is unrealistic and students getting extra support should be evaluated in fifth or sixth grade. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
It's going to be a little bit warmer along the Front Range today, highs in the low 80s around Denver. This is CPR News in KRCC.